hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report, and this program is sponsored in part by Headache Stagon, the all-natural cure for the headaches. And I was a little hesitant, ladies and gentlemen, about using the word cure because the FDA really frowns. I mean, we got Codex Alimentarius out there. They want to take everything off the shelves. They want to control and track and trace everything. They don't want you self-medicating, even in an organic sort of way. And it's really a shame. And I'll tell you what, this guy that's got this company, Headache Stagon, I'm waiting for him to come after him because he's got the bucks and now he's got the contacts through this network. Let them try to go after this guy. He came up with a natural headache remedy. It cures headache. People that have had migraine headaches and are going to the doctors and getting all this expensive chemical crap that they keep wanting to pump into our bodies, well, guess what he did? He formulated a headache cure. Now, folks, this is not a joke. This is just not the entrepreneurial spirit here in America. If you can bottle it or package it and you can sell the sizzle, well, then you can make money. That's not what this guy is about, and that's not what this product is about. It is another natural cure they're trying to keep secret from you, and it's amazing. You need to go to their website and read more about it at headachestaygone.com. Or just simply call them at 800-327-0727. I'm gearing up for all sorts of battles, folks. I'll tell you what has transpired with this network in the last couple of months, the only thing that it's done to me, it's snapped me back into reality. And it has refocused me. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of strange. I'm in a real, real good mood, even though somebody is suing me. Well, it was something that I was expecting, and I was waiting for it. Wait for the countersuit. That's all I can say. At any rate, this is a great product. This guy is spending a lot of money on this network, and we greatly appreciate it. He's got a good product, and I keep chiding on the air about this. I keep saying that I can't wait till he comes up with pain in my butt be gone. Because there's been a lot of people in the last couple of months have been exactly that. They've been an absolute pain in the rear. But at any rate, seriously, if you've got friends out there that you know that get these migraine headaches, they're going to chiropractors, they're taking expensive over-the-counter or, prescribed drugs through their front man for the pharmacological, your doctor. Try this product, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, it really, really works. And again, I appreciate the sponsorship and the trust and belief in this. We don't sell junk on this network, folks. We pride ourselves as presenting products and services that do as advertised, okay? And we're doing this all without corporate sponsorship. We've got to drum up $600,000 a year. So you can hear programming such as you're hearing today and the information that you're getting from people like Greg Nieuwendorp. This is, folks, there's not anything else like it out there in the United States today. So let's keep this thing going. Support the sponsors to this network. They would greatly appreciate it. Even if you've already got a water filter or you got an aeronizer or whatever, just give these people a call and say, you know what, thanks for sponsoring those people because they're doing the work. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're talking today with Greg Neuwendorp. We're talking about the Wildlands Project. We're talking about the government coming in under the guise of protection for the individual, protection for public safety, protection for the little animals out there grazing on the grasses that we get our milk and our meats from, and a bunch of other things. And Greg, we were talking, and I want to explore this a little bit more because you mentioned sea salts, and obviously you're doing a different kind of farming operation here. Well, not farming operation. I guess you could be called a cattle grower or a cattle farmer.
Yeah, I'm the new generation of cattlemen. It's the kind of breeding and selection process that is the future of the American livestock industry. The current system, the feedlot system, is dependent upon cheap subsidized corn. We got to fight wars to get the oil to do it. The corn and soybean production of this country is controlled by Monsanto through their Roundup Ready products, and there's other corporations that are doing that also.
And how good is the stuff that they are growing?
Well,
for feed,
due to the simplistic fertilization system that has been encouraged and promoted by the industrial system for the last 60 years, we now have soils that are severely depleted. We're producing feedstocks that don't meet the mineral and nutritional requirements of the animals. Cattle can do very well just on grass and hay. If you have a breeding program to select for that kind of animal, now your big-boned animals that are the result of crossbreeding, these types of animals are inefficient on grass. They don't do well. They break down. They don't prosper on grass because they're not genetically programmed for it. They're genetically programmed because our breeding system in this country has created an animal that is a feedlot animal. And so they're, when they're moved into feedlots, they're put on a high starch diet, creates acidosis. They got to bring in truckload after truckload of bisodium carbonate. That's the largest consumer of bicarbonate, sodium bicarbonate in this country, is the animal industry feedlot system, especially cattle. This acidosis causes the E. coli in the system to run rampant through the whole animal. We're talking about the microbial balance in the cow's rumen. And when a bovine animal is fed too much corn and too much of these prepared and cooked feeds, soybean, processed soybean, it changes the digestive system in such a manner that it doesn't produce the kind of quality of flesh and the kind of fat that we need in our diets for healthy hearts and healthy tissue. And so this is why the American health profile is going down the tube. One out of two people are going to get cancer. You know, I could go on a litany of the degenerative disease problem that we have in this country, and it's all centered around the quality produced. The industrial system wants all of the animals run through the industrial system. When a guy like me comes along, and believe me, I'm not alone. There's other people, other cattlemen, other livestock producers besides cattle, also pork and poultry. We recognize that we produce a superior product. And when you start looking at the numbers, the average feedlot beef animal industry, the industry turns a profit of $10 per head or less. It's a write-off. It's done on purpose. I watched this develop growing up as a kid out in northwest Iowa on a family farm. And the feedlot industry was actually used for tax write-off. They'd pool a batch of investors, open up a confinement feedlot system, and on average, when I can remember as a boy, on average these feedlots would go bankrupt four or five times. Each time they'd repool a new batch of investors, and then they'd open up their doors for business again. But it was, the purpose of it was for tax write-off, for IRS purposes. Now, how is a small independent farmer going to compete against somebody like that that's in business to not make money? And this is what our meat system has been built on for decades. And then we turn around and we're told we produce too much in this country. At the same time, last year we imported the equivalent of 7 million head of cattle for human consumption. And we're being told we produce too much.
Well, in the 1950s, I've often said this, in food production alone, Greg, the United States, with the population of 1950s worldwide, we had the ability to produce, grow, and bring to market enough food to feed the entire planet five times over. And that was with 50s technology, farm equipment, whatever. All of that stuff has improved. But we had the ability to feed the entire planet, the United States, which is not the biggest landmass of any continent here on planet Earth, but with our know-how and with our farming techniques, we had the ability to feed the entire world five times over. How can they say that, how can they make that statement and then turn around and import all this stuff? Where's the cattlemen's associations? Where's the groups and organizations in this? And where is the education element? Where is this information going or not going? And why are not these people getting together?
There's a lot of misinformation. There is a lot of confusion. There is so much data coming from so many different directions, and you have people that are purposely misinforming and keeping the public and the cattlemen and the farmers misinformed as to what the truth is here. For example, going back to mineralization, what we found is that the bovine animal, on average, needs 5 to 6 milligrams of selenium on a daily basis. The FDA has dictated to every state government that feed stream levels of selenium that go the state monitors the production and the mixing of feed rations for cattle and hogs and so on, and they only allow a level of 0.3 parts per million of selenium in this feed stream. And it's only about what we're finding, it's only about 25% of what's necessary to stave off problems in, you know, in cattle. If you've got foot rot, if you've got E. coli scours in your calves, if you've got mastitis problems in your cows, retained placentas, there's other things I'm not going to go into that are symptomatic to a lack of selenium in the diet. I have corrected these problems in my cattle. I have robust health now as a result of this. I've actually had a cow this fall that I had a mastitis problem with her. She's one of my older cows, and I got extra selenomethionine into her diet, which is now available, thank goodness, on the market. You can buy 50-pound bags of 600 part per million selenomethionine, and I fed her accordingly to meet her needs, and I watched the mastitis disappear at a very small cost per day.
What is that that you're talking about, mastitis?
Mastitis is an inflammation of the mammary gland.
Okay.
And it is a weakening and a breaking down of the immune system of the animal. And typically, dairymen will start out with a young cow. She's had her first calf, and she milks 2 or 3 or maybe 5 lactations. If it's a good, sound management program, you know, the national average in the American dairy industry is 1.6 lactations per cow in the industrial dairy program. Okay? That's the national average, 1.6 lactations per cow. And so if a good producer and a smaller operator that's taking better care of his cattle is getting, say, 5 lactations per cow average, and he's got a few animals that go, you know, 6 or 7 lactations, well, these older cows will start getting, it's very typical, very, very typical. An older cow will start getting mastitis, and she might have a quarter go bad, and so she becomes a 3-titter. And then a year or two later, maybe another quarter starts to go, you know, a cow's got 4 quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Another quarter goes bad, so then the cow becomes a 2-titter. Well, there comes a point where you get down to the cow only has 1 functioning quarter, and she's shipped off to the sale barn and sold ground up for hamburger, okay? Well, now we know that just a simple little thing like putting the correct level of selenium in their diet, and also it's important to get the iodine levels up where they belong, 25 to 30 milligrams per day per head, and this is easily accomplished with kelp meal. A couple ounces a day per head is all that's necessary to achieve this. And then when you get in, and all you got to do is just give them sea salt as a salt source, a good clean sea salt. We're getting it out of the Baja Peninsula right now. There's salt flats down there, tidal salt flats, that salt is harvested. These things are available in the market, these products that we need for healthy people.
Well, who is setting the standards of what a healthy cow is supposed to be ingesting? I mean, you know, I hate to do this as a cheap joke, but what are they doing? Are they looking the other way? I mean, what is these people that are prescribing what cattle need? And now, these are coming to you in forms of what? Are they mandating and dictating and doing all these other things to you as to what a cow needs to be fed or in what quantities or what he's supposed to be ingesting?
No. My feed program on this farm, I'm not under any authorizing government agency telling me what I got to feed. I've gone out and found these products myself in the marketplace.
All right.
But when you go down to a local feed store and you buy...
We got to take the break. Okay. We got the bumper here. We got to take this break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. My apologies to our shortwave listeners out there. Greg, evidently we are talking about subject matter that they absolutely do not want people to hear. I have never heard the jamming as bad on 5050 as I am hearing right now. So I'll tell you what we're going to do with this program. We'll re-air this program. This really burns them because they never know when we're going to run something and when they're not. But evidently, Greg, you're talking about subject matter that they don't want a lot of people to hear.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, I am because, you know, we can talk about the New World Order. We can talk about their funny money system. We can talk about the corruption in Washington, D.C. We can talk about the North American Union. We can talk about any other subject. But as I said, in all of my years of broadcasting, I have never heard it this bad before.
Well, here's the deal. If I ship milk commercially, I get a buck a gallon or less. If I shipped conventional milk, conventional producer. If I certify organic, certified USDA organic, and ship to Horizon, I'll get $2 a gallon. But if I bottle that milk myself and supply it to a friend in need that's looking for a restoration of his health, and I can attest to this personally. It's the reason why I've got these cattle and I do what I do. I get $5 a gallon. Now do the math. they don't want milk out of their control. It's absolutely essential to this milk industry in this country. The corporate system, and we're only talking a handful of corporations that control the milk, just like there's a handful of corporations that control meat packing and poultry raising for meat and eggs and pork. It's all in confinement now, in buildings. The animals are living in concentration camps.
I remember, Greg, one time I visited an egg farm.
And it stinks.
And I was absolutely astounded. They had these chickens in cages about the size of, say, a milk crate, stacked one on top of each other.
Yeah.
They had the cocks, they had the roosters walking on the top of the cages. And here these little chickens were in there eating and laying their little hearts out. And what I discovered and what the producer told me was, oh, yeah, they put methamphetamines in the chicken feed so they lay eggs faster.
Yeah.
It speeds up their metabolism.
Yeah.
I said, well, doesn't that burn the chicken out? And he says, well, of course it does.
Sure it does.
And he says, but then I've got a contract with Campbell Soup Company.
Yes. Yes.
So you're taking these burned out old, caged up, beat up birds, selling them off to a corporation that's slicing and dicing, and I don't know if they color or try to flavor it or what they do with this stuff, but it ends up in your soup.
And then they take the chicken manure, and they dry it, and they feed it to cattle to recapture the protein that the chickens that comes through the chicken manure. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yes. When you start uncovering the methods that the animal industry system in this century, in this country that we've created, and this is a nationwide, this is an international issue. The corporate hog operation was developed in the British Isles. It's part of Agenda 21. We're dealing with a bunch of control freaks that want to control our food supply to the point where they will be able to cause food shortages in this country. Small independent producers that know how to grow product in their local environment and sell it right directly into their markets and capture that money in the sales. This is why we have pasteurization laws. This is why we have meat inspection laws. This is why you're not legally supposed to be able to sell a side of beef unless it's had a or packaged meat anyway, unless it's got a USDA stamp and the animal's been killed in a USDA-inspected kill floor. If I slaughter the animal in my barn and cut and wrap like I did this fall, and I invite my neighbors and friends in to help me do it, and I reimburse them by helping me with being able to take home a box of meat to put in their freezer, that is not how this Agenda 21 and this corporate world program wants us to operate. They want us to be dependent upon their food system.
Well, it would be one thing, and Greg, it would be one thing to be dependent. If they were just after the control of the market, would be one thing. But what they're doing with these animals, It's a wonder that anybody's even dying of old age in this country anymore. It's a wonder we're not dying of all sorts of associated diseases because we're nutritionally starved in this country. I mean, it would be one thing if it was just a greed factor that they just wanted to control markets to just make the greatest amount of profit, but that's not what they want.
That's correct.
Now,
they want this country bankrupted. And that is being achieved.
I want to get into the subject, and I have never spoken to anybody about this, and I've read some on of it. We've seen it in the news. For years, we were scared, and all kinds of measures were taken to protect the public against the mad cow disease.
Fear.
When we get back from break, I want you to go into the mad cow issue.
Okay.
And again, folks, I'm tired of being scared. I'm tired of you being scared out there because you're like a guy standing in the middle of a parking lot, doesn't know which way to go when you really want to go home, but you can't even find your way home anymore. Enough with the bull. Enough with the fear. Let's take our country back. Let's throw the criminals in jail, and let's get on with life. It's worth living, folks. It really is. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. We're talking today with Greg Nielendorp, and he is a cattle grower up in Michigan. You guys have got a good crew going on up there. I don't know what happened. There must be something in the water, because You people have gotten real active in northwest Michigan up there. Of course, you've been under assault by Agenda 21 in its various forms. But before we went to break, Greg, I asked you about the mad cow disease.
Okay.
How is this, and it's a fear factor again, some of the things that they were proposing to take care of this. What is mad cow disease? How is it passed through the system? And what's the simple cure for this?
Well, you're asking me questions there that would, I don't have that kind of level of understanding, but here's what I do know. I can probably answer your questions indirectly. Just let me dialogue here for a second. Britain had a warble fly eradication control program dating back into, I want to say, the late 80s, early 90s. You familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure your listeners would be, some of your listeners would be quite familiar with this whole scenario. The Warble Fly Eradication Program in Great Britain, the bureaucrat, the system decreed, the Royal Ag Department over there decreed that all animals, all cattle, all sheep had to be dipped. They had to be treated with organophosphate compounds, nerve poison. Okay, these nerve poisons were the result of research for poison gases used during World War II. Okay? Organophosphate is a nerve poison, and it's systemic. And when they put this compound on cattle's back to eradicate warble fly, it systemically goes through the whole animal system. Organophosphates are used today in this country to control parasites, for worming, and for skin-related parasitic problems. We have several flies up here in this region that bother the cattle. And so the typical thing is you go down to your local feed mill or farm supply store and you buy fly control products. And when you look at the ingredients, you will find organophosphates. A very common product is ivermectin. That's a very common one that you find on the markets. So when Britain did this, they poisoned livestock with organophosphate, nerve poison, to control the grubs of the warble fly that live under the skin. It wasn't long after that, all of a sudden, mad cow disease was springing its ugly head up in Britain. And so then they had that whole scenario developed, in which, you know the story. That's a long story of what happened to the British cattlemen in regards to the mad cow disease. It wasn't long after that, and people will remember this, the hoof and mouth epidemic over there and the windrows of dead cattle where government agents came out and killed cattle, windrowed them, and set the carcasses on fire and burned them. That wiped out a lot of cattlemen in Britain, independent producers.
Now, wait a minute. The government comes in, and I wanted to ask you this question about the government snooping around and telling you that you've got TB in your cows because you're in a high TB area.
I'm in a high-risk area.
Yeah, high-risk area.
Yep.
Where's the compensation when the government comes in and starts whacking out your income producer?
Well, in my case, when they find a reactor, a TB reactor, in this region, this high-risk area that I live, they don't take, like I said earlier, they don't take just the reactor, they take the whole herd to eradicate the disease. They kill off the healthy animals to eradicate disease. Now, in the case of the hoof and mouth epidemic in Britain, and as far as I'm concerned, that was caused, again, by the organophosphate issue because these animals were poisoned. Their flesh had toxicity in it, and toxic flesh is susceptible to viruses. Hoof and mouth disease in cattle is not a death sentence. Animals get sick and recover it. Some animals will die from it, but it's not a death sentence for every animal, just like TB is not a death sentence for every animal.
Or anthrax, because there's anthrax spores all over the place.
Correct. We're getting into this whole issue of biological terrain and creating an environment that the animal is not taken over by these pathogenic organisms or these viruses.
And again, the reason why they're not is because they have built up an immunity.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you are feeding your cattle on well-mineralized grass and good feed products produced on your own farm, these diseases are not an issue. But when you have a government program that mandates that you have to poison your cattle with organophosphates and then down the line, down, you know, as time goes on, as the years pass, you have mad cow disease, you have hoof and mouth disease, and now there's a TB eradication program in England, just like we have a TB eradication program here in this part of Michigan. And I would like to point out at this time that TB is found in the United States where there's high iron content in the soils. Iron suppresses copper uptake in the plants that grow on soils that are too high in iron. Here in northern Michigan, we have high iron content. In northern Minnesota, in the Mesabi Range area where the iron mines are, they have high iron content in those soils. And they also have a TB eradication over in northern Minnesota right now.
Yeah, if anybody has ever heard of Iron Mountain, it is a real place in Michigan. They didn't name it because it's made out of copper. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, we know that these problems can be taken care of by paying attention to the excesses and the deficiencies that we have in our soils. John, this Agenda 21 is all about depopulation and about the Wildlands Project. Wildlands are being sequestered off, waterways, your national park system, your national not park but national forest lands, which we have a lot of up here in this region. These lands are all part of this Wildlands Project, and what they want to have happen is a removal of all alien species and wild species native to the area are being brought in and being brought back. We now have timber wolves, we have cougar, we have bear, and as livestock producers, as a cattleman, I now have to deal with cougar. My region is being subjected to this wildland project. This is, again, part of Agenda 21. It's an international program. And if you see maps on the Wildland Project for the United States, they want people out of these regions.
If anybody, and Greg, we've spoken about this on this program before, if you do the map overlays,
yep,
of the Agenda 21 and the rivers initiatives and the,
yep,
wetlands and this,
yep,
and that and the other, 70, and this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen, they are planning to run us off of our land here in this country. They want to control up to 75% of the land. Well, that it is not going to allow any human habitation or interactivity at all with what they're rewilding. They're returning everything the way it was. They're only going to be able to do this one way. Well, they're going to run us off the land, and they're going to herd us into cities like cattle. But they also want to do something else. The Sustainable Prince has hinted about this, that, well, we need to get rid of 75% of the Earth's population. To them, that is sustainable and manageable. The way it is right now, they want to manage everything. It's just too much. There's too many people out there going their own way. They're not following orders. I'm sorry, following our directives. So, therefore, it's a people problem, and we've got to get rid of three-quarters of those. We got to get rid of three-quarters of the people here because, you know what, we just can't manage the people. So in order to manage the earth, the water, the land, we've got to get rid of three-quarters of these people to make this a sustainable development that we can maintain.
That's correct. Now, in my situation, when I became fully aware of what was going on, I decided over a year ago that I was no longer going to comply with the whole herd testing requirement established by the Michigan Department of Agriculture. I have now been found to be in violation of the Animal Industry Act of Michigan. I was served with a quarantine last Wednesday and given 5 days to sign a compliance statement that I would subject to a whole herd test. I didn't have my cattle tested last year. Well, the Michigan Department of Agriculture has finally gotten to me, and I prepared a statement to the Director of Agriculture, Mitch Irwin, here, and we sent him off a letter. on Wednesday.
Now let it be said before you explain
this. I refuse to comply. I will not sign the compliance.
Okay, statement. I understand it. But what you said to me yesterday was that they have to do their testing. They will not accept testing from any other private organization or anybody else.
That's true. We have to use their test, and they will not disclose the information.
Yeah.
And what we have done is studied the Animal Industry Act. We've studied the federal codes that the Animal Industry Act calls for to comply with. And we've also studied their uniform method and rules. And what we have found is that there is no epidemiology behind this eradication program. It's got nothing to do with epidemiology and understanding the disease. It's got everything to do with how to run the test so that the USDA and the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Michigan State Extension can spend $100,000 on learning how to run their testing program and inject our cattle with the Cotafold test, which is the under-the-skin injection, very common to what humans have. You know, you go in for a little squirt under the skin, you come back in 3 days to see if there's a swelling. Well, this testing material, this inoculum that they're using, they refuse to disclose to us what that actually is and what they're doing with that. And what we know now is that they are injecting our animals on an experimental basis, and they're using privately held cattle to run their tests on, to run their experiments on. And we have decided in this state that we are not going to contract with them, and we're not going to let them do this any longer. And when we do this, when we say no, they now have to either make a decision to come after us and spend a lot of money and go to court and fine me criminally through due process, I'm losing my train of thought here.
Well, they're going to beat you in compliance. What is the Michigan going to do to you if you don't allow them to come in and test your herd? What are they threatening you with?
They're threatening me with up to a $50,000 fine, a year in jail, and being charged with a felony. But they're going to, the Animal Industry Act doesn't make any mention of due process. The Animal Industry Act says that the Director of Agriculture can use law enforcement to enforce a whole herd test on me. But what they don't realize is that I am in the process, and I have taken the steps to force them to go through due process. They're going to have a search warrant. They're going to have a court order. And I have already been talking to the prosecutor's office and the county sheriff's office and the board of commissioners in my county of what's going on here.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from these folks?
I'm getting support.
Are you?
Oh, yes. Because there is an element in this country, John, that has had enough. And I'm starting to see it in places. The most important place to do this is right in your own home, in community, in your neighborhood, and in your township and in your county. And you will find that there are people out there that are beginning to realize that we have got a serious problem in this country and that there is an agenda, and we're being forced into a corner, and we're seeing attacks at all different levels in all different ways. What I'm experiencing is not just my problem. Other people are beginning to realize that what I'm doing is, or what I'm producing on my farm is important for them and for their health. And there's a movement in this state, in the state of Michigan, that wants healthy food, and they want to be able to directly contract with the local farmer.
That seems like sense to me.
Well, sure.
Let me ask you this: Because a lot of people from different walks of life listen to this program. I've got professionals. I've got doctors. I've got lawyers. I've got police officers. I've got cattle growers. I've got farmers. I've got businessmen. I've got salaried workers. I've got hourly workers that listen. If you were to ever do a sampling of the people that listen to this program, people would not believe it. We run the entire gamut here. Is there a point, a contact point, that people can get a hold of you? Do you have an email?
I'm not going to give out my email address because I don't check it that often. We don't have a computer here in our home. I think the best thing to do, if I would give my phone number out if people want to talk to me.
Okay, well, I was trying to avoid the phone, but you're going to get a lot of calls. But go ahead, put out your number.
231-536-7956.
Have you, by the way, I wanted to ask you, have you ever done Derry Brownfield's show?
No.
Derry is an old, he's a good old boy. He's a cattle grower from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a show on this network from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And I'm going to put you in touch with this gentleman because he's got 70 radio stations out there across the United States and a lot of rural people, a lot of farmers, a lot of cattle growers that listen to his program. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
I see you.
All right, we only have a couple minutes left in this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. Greg, I really do appreciate you coming up. And as I said, it's in talk radio, and talk show radio hosts know this, that when you have a guest on the air, they'll run through their information in 15 minutes, and then you're stuck. You might have scheduled them for an hour, you might have scheduled them for 2 hours, but I have the sneaking suspicion that I could have you on for 3 or 4 hours at a stretch.
We haven't even begun to get started here.
That's exactly what I was going to say, and we're going to have to reschedule you to bring you back. And I have never produced any DVDs or VHSs, informational stuff like that. But once we quiet everything down here at the network, what I would like to do, because I got friends up there in Michigan, I got a lot of friends up there in Michigan, I would like to come up and talk to you, and I would like to start documenting what you are doing and make a DVD and make this available to people, because the range of subject matter we have covered today is just blowing me away, and like you said, we haven't even scratched the surface.
Well, just recall that, and your listeners, especially men that have been in agriculture all their lives, and it goes back in their family with their parents and their grandparents going back generations. Back in the early 1950s, it was decreed that the problem with America is there's too many farmers. This came out of the USDA and their Adaptive Program for Agriculture, which was developed by the Committee for Economic Development, which was a corporate think tank. Now, I want to take that statement. The problem with America is there's too many farmers. Think back to the movie Braveheart. And Edward Longshanks decreed that the problem with Scotland was that there's too many Scots. We haven't been able to kill them out. We haven't been able to starve them out.
So Walls
so
will
we'll
do,
breed
them out. That's exactly right.
And he invoked Prima Nocte, first night. The royalty or the nobility had first crack at the newlywed brides, their first night of marriage. And that caused William Wallace to come unglued, didn't it? And Longshanks' son, depicted in that movie, was a homosexual. Edward II was a homosexual. That's true. That's historical fact. It was Edward II that created the Duchy of Cornwall. It's a diverse 60, 70,000 acres of land in Cornwall that was established and set up as an endowment for the royal family to provide income and wealth for them, to support them. Okay? Now, that tradition, that Duchy of Cornwall, has carried down, has built and grown over the years and gotten much bigger, and it's now controlled by the Duke of Cornwall, who is Prince Charles. So the history here that we're dealing with goes back 700 years, and we're dealing with a family that's got some pretty sordid characters in its past.
All right,
and the conqueror writes the history as Braveheart starts out.
That's,
that comment is made.
That's right. History is written by those that would hang heroes. That's for sure. Greg, I appreciate your time, sir. We'll be talking, and I'm going to schedule you out again, and we will get this information out. In the meantime, I'm going to contact Derry Brownfield and have you up on his program as well.
Not in the next few days, you're not.
No, I know you got to go milk your cows right now. Okay, hey, thanks, Greg. I'll talk to you real soon. All right, folks, that's it for us today. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.